With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump busy. He is filing a $15 billion defamation suit against the New York Times as well as four journalists. The suit does name several articles and one book, saying they are, quote, part of a decades-long pattern by the New York Times of intentional and malicious defamation against President Trump. Charlie Kirk has been honored in the United States Senate Monday. Here's Bob Agnew.
Republican Senator Bernie Moreno of Ohio invoked the legacy of the slain conservative icon in calling for civil debate on both sides in the Senate.
That's what Charlie wanted.
Then he went on to ask for a moment of silence.
And members of Charlie Kirk, Erica Kirk, and her two young children.
But even though a similar gesture erupted into a verbal melee last week in the House.
Without objection.
A number of prominent Senate Democrats have been quick to offer unqualified condemnation of the Kirk shooting and to call for a unified rejection of all political violence. Bob Agner reporting.
And a memorial service coming up Sunday for Charlie Kirk in Arizona. President Trump will attend. House GOP leaders aiming to pass a stopgap spending bill this week that funds the government through November 20th as lawmakers face an end-of-the-month shutdown.
House leaders face a tight time crunch to pass the plan by the week's end, with lawmakers scheduled to leave Washington next week for the Rosh Hashanah holiday. The strategy, however, sets up a showdown with Democrats who have called for any stopgap to include major concessions on health care as a condition of their votes. That's raising the likelihood of Republicans having to pass the CR in the House without relying on Democratic votes, before daring Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to reject the measure and head to a shutdown, as they did in March. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And this is SRN News. Christians in Iraq celebrate survival.
There aren't a lot of believers left in the country, but there are a few. When ISIS took over a decade ago, Christians either got out of Iraq or were killed. Now the small community is rebuilding, and a coalition of churches held a formal celebration this month. Leaders of the Assyrian Church of the East, Chaldean, Syriac Catholic, and Syriac Orthodox churches are praising God that the faith has not been completely wiped out in Iraq. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sister Vassil Aaron, an American nun, best known for teaching about the Eastern Orthodox faith to thousands of viewers on YouTube. She was ousted as a nun in the U.S. branch of the Russian Orthodox Church after she criticized the leader's blessing of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Moscow Church already censored dissenting priests within Russia. She, by the way, is now a nun in the Orthodox Church of Ukraine. This is SRN News. The Conservative Party in Germany is posting gains in some local elections.
Friedrich Merz's party has finished first in municipal polls in Germany's most populous state, with the biggest winner in the first electoral test since Merz's government took power is the Alternative for Germany party, which nearly tripled its showing compared with 5 years ago. AfD's swift rise has been fueled by discontent over large numbers of migrants, but also other issues, including a stagnant economy and the war in Ukraine. Its support has remained high. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Now, the mother of James Foley, the American journalist kidnapped and beheaded by Islamic militants in Syria in 2014, has told her story of loss and healing at a Vatican vigil attended by the Pope. Diane Foley was one of number of featured speakers at a special Vatican vigil. More details at srnnews.com.